questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, I have a very special guest speaker, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to thank all the listeners to be part of this session, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, recently in the world, so many earthquakes happens, you know, earthquakes happens, especially in Turkey. In Tajikistan, it happened again, again, the questions comes to our mind that, are these really the natural phenomena only, or for example, they could be the result of some of our actions and some of our sins? Do we have any, for example, Quranic or narrative evidence showing us that the earthquake or the other disasters in the world that are taking place are because of our deeds and actions on this world or not? Brother Suhail, what's your answer to that?
Okay, so the question here at hand is this, that earthquakes are natural phenomena or the result of our sins?
Yes.
Generally, it's not this or that question.
Okay.
It's the middle way out.
Yes.
So it's a natural phenomenon as it is, as well as it has some relation to our kind of deeds. You see? So when an unexpected catastrophes happen, like earthquakes and other such as hurricanes and other natural calamities that occur, people from earliest time to present used it to prove God's justice, that okay. God's justice is not as just as they said. But this is not the truth. The relative judgment and limited knowledge that we have, normally all of us in our judgment, stress the relation things that have with us. For instance, we say such and such is near us or far from us. For example, we have rain. You see, rain is one of the calamities in some places. It rains, yes. And you see that some places get flooded.
Yes.
Really bad flood. So okay. It is also known as one of the phenomena and calamity. But the problem is because I'm looking at it as my perception, I feel it to be bad, you see. But I don't take into consideration that it's not only me living in this world. It's me, it's plants, it's animals, it's nature occurrences, cause and effects, you see. All of these are accumulated as one. So when a natural phenomenon like earthquake, rain takes place, yes. It takes into consideration everything, not only a human being or so. In issues related to good and evil and calamities and same, for instance, regarding the rain that we see and the earthquake, where we see an earthquake that happens in a country, for example, yes. We see that the town or the city is less affected compared to villages.
Yes.
You see, the villages are completely destroyed. When we destroy, for example, right now, when we want to destroy, this is just another example to
yes.
Try to explain earthquake. When we destroy a building
mm-hmm.
in order to build a new one, and we only share it dust. So when you destroy a building, you just see dust. But in future, this building is going to be a medical center that would be used for a lot of people. More people can benefit from it. And to make a new building, obviously, you have to destroy the older one.
Yes.
And that takes place with this kind of occurrences by breaking down the buildings to build a new one. You can't just wait for a building to fall off.
Okay.
You see? So the same thing goes for earthquakes and other things, of which they say for earthquake has two natural phenomena why it takes place. One of them is when there is a shift in water, and the other one when there is a moon
yes.
pull that pulls yes. the earth towards itself.
Okay.
That's when it happens. And the benefits of earthquake, if seen, they produce gas and minerals, different kind of minerals that are buried. You see them floating above for the benefit of mankind. You see?
That's right. So these are about the natural, the cancer reasons.
Yeah, natural occurrences. Okay. At the same time, we want to talk about the second part, that is the sins. What we have seen here, the sins are accumulated two ways. One is the sins that we know that these are sins that we shouldn't occur, and where Allah has stated many times, we have seen in the Quran and also in Hadith, if you do this and this, this will take place. If you do this and that, that will take place. For example, if we see the occurrence at the time of Prophet Lut, alayhi salam, that when people went against the natural cause and effect, they created something that was not supposed to be created. The lightning that happened towards the city.
Yes.
You see, these are some kind of sins that actually do bring the thing very fast. And we can see that some of the good things that we do can sometime delay the effect. For example, if earthquake is supposed to happen right now, but because the community, the town, the center does good, good things, they prevent themselves from sinning, they delay it. Like the effect delays it or something happens, but in protecting the sanctity of these people. Sometimes, no, it is because of the issues. Earthquake is not a new phenomenon.
Yes.
It is a very old one.
Yes.
And from this old phenomenon, earthquake somewhat is good for what? Two to three things. One, it provides gases and natural things. It is good for the natural flow of the earth. And third, for historical experiences.
Yes.
When we know this kind of earthquake happens, we try to do what? We try to build buildings that are anti-earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in a way, they protect us from earthquake. You see, the thing is that sometimes because we do not want to make, we do not want to take lessons from it, we end up building normal building knowing that this is an earthquake place in general, but we do not take lesson and build something that is better. Sometime we have seen in construction, and this is not the first time, that normally the standard of such building in any city has some standards, but because those standards are not made out, those standards are not used, because of making more money, some of these people go and create buildings that are of low quality, and when this kind of incident happens, it has high effect on people.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
We have Surah Zalzal in the Holy Quran, isn't it?
Yes.
Referring to, we can say, a kind of shaking and the quake that will happen. But according to some exegesis, this Zalzal is also the Zalzal of inside of the spirit too, okay?
Yeah.
So when the earthquake of the inside happens, it will change you totally to a person of a spirituality. It is very much different from what we see as the earthquake today in the world. So, for example, is Allah going to punish the people by sending them down such disasters? Do we have any Quranic evidence? For example, in the Quran, they say that this tribe or that tribe or these people or that nation were punished because of doing sin by sending them, for example, such natural disasters?
Yeah, so here there are some verses that I would like to portray. For example, of knowledge, it is only a little that is communicated to you. Surah Al-Isra, verse 85.
Okay.
So regarding the causes of earthquakes and stuff and the hikmah, the wisdom behind it, only a part of knowledge we have, and the remaining is according to Allah's wisdom. The second verse tells us when the suffering reached them from us. From us means history in the past.
Okay.
Why then did they not learn humility? The occurrence of earthquake, as I said before, it's not something new. It has been happening from previous times. But people did not learn. For example, when construction started, people did not learn that now we should build better buildings. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't just look for money in building constructions.
Yes.
For this is one part of it. The second part of it is that earthquake happened into scenic places as well in the old times. Why did we not learn humility? Why did we not become better from that? You see, we ended up continuing our lives the way we want, following our desires, and ended up falling into calamity.
Okay.
This is related to sinning. Then it comes ahead where it has nothing to do with the sin.
Yes.
It is a test for someone, for a person. So when they say that when an earthquake happens in a place where good and bad live in accordance together,
yes,
related correlation, for the bad, it is a punishment.
Okay.
For the good, it's a test.
It's a lesson, maybe.
It's a lesson.
Yeah.
For anything that you want to do, has to go through a process. For example, we talk about gold or iron.
Yes.
The only way it can reach its highest potential is after going through a burning flame.
Yes.
The iron or the gold. It's only after melting it you can get different designs of it and where our women can wear it at home,
yes,
as an ornament, you see.
Yes.
Everything has to go through hard process.
Mm-hmm.
Even a person, a human being, if he has potential right now, it is because of the hard work and difficulties that he faced.
Mm-hmm.
If you take earthquake and natural calamities as a difficulty,
okay,
it's to open your potential.
That's right.
It's only when you realize it as a calamity, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will you be able to reach higher stages of your own potential.
And in the past, when the earthquake happens, because most of the buildings were so small, they were not that much long or tall, so there was no casualties, okay? I mean, the number of the casualties were very much lower than today, because nowadays, because of the so-called modern lifestyle, they build tall buildings, okay? So whenever there is even a small, we can say scale, or low scale, we can say earthquake, so all the downfall down, so the casualty and the numbers goes up. I do want to say that the modern lifestyle has also has affected, and they say that some people say that the biologists, we can say the scientists on earthquake say that earthquake has its own positive effects for the earth too. Okay, because these shakes that are happening, for example, under deep layers of the world of the earth, giving them life again. So this is not something absolutely negative in nature. I mean, earthquake itself, it has its own positive effect. Okay. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to intentionally punish a tribe by earthquake. Is it so? Do we have any Quranic evidence, for example, showing this?
When you say Allah intentionally does something, there is nothing for Allah being unintentional.
Uh-huh.
We need to understand one thing, that when Allah says that He does something or He does not do something, it is the flow of cause and effect.
Yes.
He will not do anything that is against this cause and effect. So because of the benefit, as you said,
yes,
right now yourself, that these calamities that we see right now, especially I think you're referring to earthquake, when
yes,
there used to be times where there were less earthquakes,
yes,
than now. So the key word here is earthquake to happen.
Yes.
Now, whether in low capacity and high, yes, it has relation to technology, to factories being created,
yes,
to pollution of air. These things are there. But we need to understand that earthquake, even in those times when there were not this kind of things, it happens. So the cause of earthquake itself, it's not only because of the factories and the stuff,
right,
but at the same time, it's because of the progress for human being. While giving out at the same time, it gives out minerals and stuff. At the same time, it is also a way of life for someone to understand that we need to be better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Sohail, for a nice explanation how to take lessons from the earthquakes. And is it possible that the earthquake might be the punishment of the sins of the people or not? It was very kind of you. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan.
لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن